If I am right about the flattening of the world, it will be remembered as one of those fundamental changes, like the rise of the nation-state or the Industrial Revolution, each of which, in its day, noted Rothkopf, produced changes in the role of individuals, the role and form of governments, the way we innovated, the way we conducted business, the role of women, the way we fought wars, the way we educated ourselves, the way religion responded, the way art was expressed, the way science and research were conducted, not to mention the political labels we assigned to ourselves and to our opponents. If the prospect of this flattening, and all of the pressures, dislocations, and opportunities accompanying it, causes you unease about the future, you are neither alone nor wrong. Whenever civilization has gone through one of these disruptive, dislocating technological revolutions, like Gutenberg's introduction of the printing press, the whole world has changed in profound ways. But there is something about the flattening of the world that is going to be qualitatively different from other such profound changes. The speed and breadth with which it is taking hold. This flattening process is happening at warp speed and directly or indirectly touching a lot more people on the planet at once. The faster and broader this transition to a new era, the more likely is the potential for disruption, as opposed to an orderly transfer of power from the old winners to the new winners. And that is why the great challenge for our time will be to absorb these changes in ways that do not overwhelm people, but also do not leave them behind. None of this will be easy. But this is our task. It is inevitable and unavoidable. It is the ambition of this audio program to offer a framework for how to think about it and manage it to our maximum benefit. The 10 Forces That Flattened the World. This chapter is about the forces that flattened the world and the multiple new forms and tools for collaboration that this flattening has created. Flattener number 1. 11989. When the walls came down and the windows went up. The first time I saw the Berlin Wall, it already had a hole in it. It was December 1990, and I was traveling to Berlin with the report.